What's good, everybody? It's Justin, and welcome to another episode of Polar Opposites. If you guys are listening in your car, if you're listening in the shower, whatever, make sure you're subscribed, and it's a good episode. It's a good episode. If you're new to the show, Polar Opposites is a podcast where people agree, where people disagree, but most of all, we bring our opinions to the table, and we have some fun while we're at it. So if you guys are new, I appreciate you guys for listening, and let's get to the show. So I don't know if y'all can hear or smell what I smell, but it smells problematic. That's all I have to say. It smells problematic. We are joined by a problematic fave and a new problematic fave. DeAndre is back, and Charlton is here to join me on this episode. What's good?
What is good?
What's good, guys? I'm back, bitches.
So y'all know DeAndre, but we've not met Charlton yet. Charlton, introduce yourself to the people.
What's good, guys? So I'm Charlton. I'm definitely going to piss some people off today. We got a good show for you.
It's a good show.
I'm a big fan of Polar Opposites.
He's a secret fan. In a past episode, I talked to you guys about secret fans, people that don't tell you that they listen to your show, but they love every second of it. That's Charlton, okay?
That's for sure.
Exposed. Exposed. But okay, so quick PSA. I haven't received a review from you guys in a minute. So if you love the show, I don't care if you're driving, pull out your phone, go to Apple Podcasts, and rate and review the show. We love to see it. We love to see it. I guess we'll get into some new stuff. I don't know if y'all have anything to get off your chest this week.
Actually, I do have some stuff to get off my chest, right, Justin. So, you know, on Twitter, it's kind of a big discussion, you know, of Jay-Z's brunch, his Roc Nation brunch.
Right.
So there's a topic going around, would you rather take $70K or would you rather go to the brunch with Jay-Z? And there's surprisingly some people that are choosing brunch over the $70K. So it's like, what the hell are you doing?
Really?
$70K up front, man.
Okay, but what are you going to gain going to the brunch?
Nothing.
Especially if you're not a celebrity.
What the fuck are you going to go up there for, just to stand on your fucking phone and, you know, turn up with Snapchat? You know some girls, bro. They'll be on Snapchat like, hey, that's my best friend.
It depends, though. Okay. It depends. Because you can get connections that are worth more than $70K.
No, man. No.
Not really, because you don't really, even though you're in the same room with Beyonce, it's not like she's accessible to the point where you can just walk up and say, hey, Beyonce. Like, you can't do that.
What if I pitch something to her?
She's not going
to listen. Not going to take it, man. You have to, the thing is, though, if you go to that brunch, you have to bring something that's, you know, profitable to them in order for them to fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you're going up there with nothing. You're like, hey, I'm so-and-so. They're just going to look at you, laugh, and probably rip you up, throw your things in the trash can, and just tell you to go fuck yourself and just go turn away.
My thing is that, you know what you can do with $70,000? You can invest that.
Exactly.
And you can build on it. I don't see a point in fraternizing with celebrities, because we're going to talk about that later in this episode.
I don't care.
Yeah, celebrities are regular people.
It's $70K up front, too. So it's like, man, you know what I could do with $70K?
A lot.
You can pay off your student loans. You know, some broke niggas that could pay their child support. So it's like, you could do a lot of shit with $70K.
You can. That's funny. But I would take the $70K. What about you, DeAndre?
I'm taking the fucking $70K, bro. I don't want to fucking go to that goddamn brunch and go see Beyonce and Jay-Z.
And Kevin Hart.
And Kevin Hart. I mean, I love Jay-Z. If he's listening right now, I love you, man. Don't blackball me. Don't blackball me. I'm here.
Jay-Z has goons. Say the wrong thing and he'll come after you.
Ari offended Beyonce on the other podcast, so I don't know if he's coming for me right now, but I live in Idaho. Boise, Idaho. So.
Yeah, I live in Nigeria, too.
Same.
You might need calling card to call me.
So, since I don't have anything to get off my chest this week, we're going to transition into In the News. So, the first story that we have is about Gabrielle Union and Terry Crews. So, I don't know if y'all have been following this story, but Gabrielle Union, she used to be a host on America's Got Talent. So, recently, she's been having issues with, like, the higher-ups at America's Got Talent, and she accused them of being racist and sexist, and she said it's a boys' club. So, after she made comments and went behind the scenes to talk about the issues she was facing, they decided not to renew her contract. So, because of that, she's not been on air since, and she spoke out against it, and a lot of celebrities came to defend her and came to her aid, and they tried to help her out. But basically, that's what's happening with her. So, I think Terry Crews, he went on a show and they asked him about it, because Terry Crews actually works for America's Got Talent. I'll play y'all the clip of what he said.
Guys, we should ask you about the Gabrielle Union controversy. Of course, there are reports that her contract wasn't renewed because she reported a toxic atmosphere existed at the show. You're at the show.
Is I'm, it, Is there a toxic atmosphere?
First of all, I can't speak for sexism because I'm not a woman, but I can't speak on behalf of any racism comments. That was never my experience on America's Got Talent. In fact, it was the most diverse place I have ever been in my 20 years of entertainment.
So y'all saw the clip, right? What did y'all think of what Terry Crews had to say about what Gabrielle Union is going through?
Hey, man, I mean, black man told y'all. Black man told y'all a year ago. Terry Crews is a goof. He's a buck dancer. Black man told y'all this, that Terry Crews is an idiot, bro. I mean, the whole situation is like a double-edged sword in the fact that, you know, with Gabrielle Union, she went hard for this one, what's called, co-worker or whatever. But let's flip the tables here. Would that co-worker go hard for her if they heard black people jokes?
I would say no.
Exactly. So it's like you put your neck on the line for somebody who's not going to go hard for you. That's just preposterous.
But what Terry Crews said is kind of coming off as a little bit like Uncle Tom-ish. I don't know if y'all got that vibe. To me, there's a lot of people in Hollywood that rather than upsetting the status quo, they're going to ride with everything, deny everything, just as long as they get a check at the end of the day. And I call that cooning.
Yeah.
I call it cooning.
Hey,
that's,
man,
what it is.
You'd be surprised. A lot of black Hollywood people, they're all about their bag. That's it. They'd rather, you know, buck dance and, you know, coon for that check. The check is nice. So, but I mean, like, where was the smoke, you know, for Harvey Weinstein and all these guys? I mean, Terry Crews had his balls played with. Like, he was like Uno, bro.
That's the thing. I'm glad you said that, because a couple years ago, Terry Crews came out. This is when Me Too was happening. And he said, I too has been abused. And by a man, I think during an event, some white guy came over to him and grabbed him by the ball sack.
Exactly,
and touched him and fondled him. DeAndre is over here laughing. DeAndre is over. See, when I said I smelled problematic, I wasn't playing, y'all. So he was molested by another guy, and he was speaking up in Congress talking about Me Too and how men also get abused. It's not just women that are affected by Me Too. And a lot of celebrities came to Terry Crews' defense and said, hey, we stand with you. We're here for you. And now when the role is reversed and Gabrielle Union needs someone to stick up for her, he's nowhere to be found. And he's saying, oh, I have no experience with that. Like...
We all knew about Terry Coons.
Terry Coons.
We all knew about him, man. Because, I mean, like, that experience, he used that experience to throw black men under the bus and correlate black men to toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, we try to tell y'all Terry Crews is a clown. And he's been playing, like, what, stereotypical big black dude roles in Hollywood. Do you see white chicks? He was the big black scary dude.
Yep.
So it's like, man, you can't really take this dude seriously with anything he says nowadays.
That's true. He's always a coon in every role.
Every fucking role. You saw his
every
nipples
fucking role. He's a coon, bro.
Looking like a chewed up Tootsie Roll.
Exactly. But I mean, to go off that, bro, I think Gabrielle Union did the same thing, like with the whole Nate Parker situation. She gaslighted the whole Nate Parker situation.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. If y'all don't story, know, Charlton?
I
saw this article where it's like she's not really acknowledging, you know, the whole Nate Parker rape case or whatever. She's just like kind of gaslighting it and brushing it off. So it's like, you want Terry Crews to come to your defense, but you won't come to Nate Parker's defense, even when he got acquitted of the, you know, the charges.
The
you know? So it's like, you got to call a spade a spade.
That's true. Call a spade a spade.
Call a spade a spade.
Call a spade a spade. The next story that we have to discuss is about y'all's favorite athlete, LeBron James. You love LeBron.
LeBron!
Right? LeBron is the man, right? So LeBron, he posted a picture on Instagram, and he was photographed with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton came to watch the Lakers game, and they took a picture together. And the caption for LeBron James's picture was, as Toni Morrison said, the first black president. Yeah. We appreciate you still to this day. Big Bill, the GOAT. That was the caption.
Wait, wasn't Toni Morrison a whole coon herself?
Really?
Oh, really?
No, she's a legend, I heard.
Oh, I thought you were about to say
is that
lesbian.
The one that was cooning for white men?
I thought you were about to say lesbian. No. Like, that's another story we can tell.
No.
Was that the one that had the white husband the whole time?
Wait, I don't know anything about Toni Morrison.
Was it Maya Angelou?
Maya Angelou is the one with the white husband.
Oh, yeah, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, get your facts straight, DeAndre.
I'm just saying.
But
he's not the first black president. He's fucking white as shit.
He's white.
Bill Clinton is fucking racist. Well, we all know this shit.
Yes, just because this dude could play a saxophone. You know how many niggas can play a saxophone?
In the hood?
I'm pretty sure crackheads in Deep Ellum can play a saxophone, bro.
Exactly.
All you gotta do is pay them 25 cents. They might just bust that shit out, man.
Bro, you can pay a crackhead $1 to break dance.
They can do it, man.
They can do it.
You know, one nigga offered me a backpack on Deep Ellum.
This nigga tried to sell me a suitcase.
Exactly.
And I already had a suitcase in my hand.
Nigga, the backpack was fucking in winter. Hustle already started.
Nigga said, you want to buy this? I was like, nigga, why would I buy that shit?
He's like, hey, you try to buy a backpack, young blood? I was like, man, if you don't get your ass out of my face.
I can't even talk. I'm over here dying.
Anybody can play a fucking saxophone, bro. Bill Clinton was not the first black president. Look what he did to black people in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I call that three strikes and you're out. What I hate about, you know, a lot of people like Bill Clinton, we hold these people in high regard and we forget about the problematic stuff that they do. Bill Clinton, he had a crime bill that put a lot of black men in prison. To these days, there's a lot of black men that grew up without fathers because of this war on drugs that he wanted to show how strong he is when it comes to, you know, criminalizing
weed. Going to jail for
marijuana.
For some fucking weed, man. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And I hate also with black people, we invite everybody to the cookout. Everybody is not invited to the cookout.
Nigga, it's black people are easily amused. I'm sorry to say that, but they're easily amused, bro. Yes, because it's like, you can find a fucking white dude with a little bit of rhythm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I need his number. I need Hank's number. Shit, right here.
Channing Tatum. Step
Channing up. Channing Tatum. You see that?
Step up.
You think that people invite him to the cookout
too? Oh, yes, they do.
Yes. You see Travis Kelce?
Any white boy with the fade. That's all you need.
Okay, but why do we invite so many people to the cookout, but we're never invited to anybody else's cookout?
I told you, man.
Make that make sense.
We're easily impressed.
Breakdance for massa.
I don't know why we're trying to, you know, include ourselves in other spaces when we know we're not invited.
And we'll talk about it. And that's a perfect segue into our next topic.
The Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys happened yesterday at the time of this recording, and it was boring as hell. Same old, same old.
I fell asleep.
It was trash.
I fell asleep twice. Mm-hmm.
So y'all's favorite demonic girl, Billie Eilish, she won all the big categories.
What form is y'all, man? Define y'all.
I don't
listen to that girl's music.
Drake likes her.
The only time I hear that girl's music is if I'm in Chipotle or PacSun.
Everywhere, basically.
Or Whole Foods. Because, you know, white women, they love that Billie Eilish.
Okay, the thing with Billie Eilish, something about her, she doesn't sit well with my spirit.
She's like, Lord.
It's because she's a devil, man.
More demonic.
You think the devil's going to sit with your spirit?
I don't know. I don't listen to her music, but she's just very strange.
Do you know any of her music?
I've heard, yeah, Bad Guy.
That even sounds like a devilish anthem right there.
I know, that's how the fucking...
You know, she's like... I'm like, what the hell is this?
She's like, red dress, hat, whatever the lyrics are.
Duh. Yeah, I think she's coked up.
Man, like, I think if you like listen to her music, bro, listen carefully. And you could just hear like the devil just scratching your drum like this.
You remember how they used to reverse songs back in the early 2000s? And you hear the devilish shit?
Yes.
They Jay-Z. Reverse a Millie?
Lil Wayne?
They did Jay-Z. 666, murder, G.
Hey, man, that was some nigga trying to sell his mixtape, man. I'll go for that.
Anyway, so the Grammys were yesterday. They were trash. And the Grammys, my problem with them is they award the safest and also the whitest artist. And it's not fair because there's so many black artists and people of color that put out great work over and over again, but they're never rewarded. And Charlton, you have something to say about the Grammys in general, right?
Yeah, I know we were talking last night about it. I don't know why we decide to go to the Grammys, but, you know, we barely show up to the BET Awards. Mm. They're willing to throw out this red carpet star, you know, give them star treatment to, like, you know, the biggest of biggest stars that came from the black community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you keep on skipping it every year, you go to the Grammys just to get disgraced, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that, you know, doesn't sit right with me. Because I know...
like Lil Nas X. Little Nas X.
Opened a can of worms.
Oh, great. Here we go, yo.
That dude went to go cape for white people.
Yeah.
And look at his ass now. He didn't get no fucking award, bro.
That's not true. Lil Nas X won two awards, but none of them were during the televised.
He didn't win no fucking award for fucking old. He didn't win best song. He didn't win no fucking good award, man.
Okay. And that kind of goes back to
what best music video. What the fuck is that?
That kind of goes back to, like, you know, we're just easily letting some people into the culture. Did you see Billy Ray Cyrus?
Mm-hmm.
Billy Ray Cyrus came to the BET Awards. They're like, oh, yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, yeah, he's always welcome. Da-da-da. Lil Nas X trying to go to the CMAs. They were ready with nooses outside, man. They're about to lynch his ass as soon as he broke out that guitar.
I hate that. I hate that black people, everybody's invited. We're friendly with everybody. But the second a black artist tries to venture out, go to country, go to a different genre, and then all of a sudden it's all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
I remember in 2017, Beyonce went to perform at the CMA Awards. She did that country song Daddy's Lessons, mm-hmm. the Dixie Chicks. And as soon as the performance was over, all these racist people were in the Twitter saying, oh, Beyonce, why is she there? Why is she there? What Beyonce doing at the CMA?
They're already ready for Lil Nas X to bust out that guitar.
Let's like, unpack the Grammy. Let's talk about Lizzo.
Oh, great.
Let's talk
about
X.
Lizzo. Let's talk about her, because y'all seem to have an issue with Lizzo, and I don't see...
No, bro, I don't have an issue. She should have won.
She's, you know, they had their people already, you know, packed. Mm-hmm. They were not going to give Lizzo that award. We all know it. Lizzo is like, you know, she's...
I heard some of your fans talking to me, your comments about me, about saying I don't... I'm fat phobic or Lizzo. I don't fuck with Lizzo. I'm just a hater. Mm-hmm. I actually like Lizzo.
Really?
I'm not fat phobic. I'm not afraid of her fatness. Okay. I like that she's fat.
Let's do a scenario, as you call.
Okay.
Okay.
So say we have an overweight dude named Stizzo.
Okay.
He's a rapper. He's making good music. Everybody loves him. Yada yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
One day he decides to go after Beyonce.
Oh, great.
And another day he decides to go after Rihanna.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He just starts targeting them. What do you think they'll do? The Beehive is going to come full force, and what are they going to target first?
They're going to get his fat ass out of there.
They're going to target his weight. Mm-hmm. They're going to get his fat ass out of there.
Okay.
They do this to Ruben Studdard.
I say this to say that Lizzo brought this hate on herself, bro.
How so?
She went after Future. Sway Lee. Even a poor DoorDash girl. She said that what's it called?
This girl stole my food.
Yeah. And the girl didn't even do nothing.
So is that the reason why you don't like her? Because she went after your problematic fave Future, and that she also called that a Postmates girl?
The Postmates girl sent me over the edge. Because it's like, you're the Postmates guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you deliver Lizzo's food. Next thing you know, you hear you're on the news. You stole Lizzo's food.
Mm-hmm. When I didn't.
And they start bashing you.
Yeah, and she doesn't realize that she has a huge platform. Her fans are going to attack that girl, find that girl, and harm her, maybe.
For nothing.
She doesn't realize because she's too busy.
Oh, stop, DeAndre. Stop.
She's too busy eating, goddammit. I had to fucking say it.
Stop.
I had to fucking say it.
Leave Lizzo alone.
With all this money comes food. You can buy a lot of food with money.
But this is why they say you're fat phobic, because you're targeting her weight for no reason. If Lizzo is overweight, let her be overweight. If the doctor says she's healthy, she's healthy.
Okay,
so
I'm on Jillian Michaels' side, bro. Yeah. Me and Jillian Michaels, we come together, bro.
I don't even know what
fuck
to say.
Lizzo.
But Lizzo, during the Grammy, she won two awards. One of them was televised. She won three in total. One of them was televised. She performed well.
She should have won that Grammy, bro. Why did Billie Eilish win best?
I told
best
you,
album?
Man. I told you.
We know why.
Lizzo's not gonna get it. Lizzo. The only way Lizzo will get it is if she does the Michael Jackson treatment. She has to dye her skin, man.
No.
I hate to say it.
No.
That's true.
No, but there's an issue with the Recording Academy. They have an issue with hip-hop, and they have an issue with, like, black artists for some reason.
What?
I don't know if y'all have been following this story, but the president of the Academy, she just started this year. She's suing the Recording Academy, saying there's corruption, saying that there's a committee of 20 people after all the nominations are voted for. There was somebody that was 18th place, and they were moved up to the top five for a nomination.
Of course. Right. It's the record companies that paid the...
So she's trying to expose the corruption. And I believe it. The issue that made me realize that the Grammys are corrupt is when Kendrick Lamar lost rap album to Macklemore.
Of course.
That's when I was like, okay, what's going on here?
I told you.
Of course.
Kendrick Lamar, if his name was Kevin Lamar, it'd be more swifter.
What happened? Is it that these people are white and they just decided to give it to them, or what?
They can't relate to the music. I'm telling you.
They don't listen to, you know, the hard shit, man, like we do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Why are we letting Grammys define our success?
That's true.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Okay, the thing with the Grammys, we want white acceptance. Why is it that white or black people, they want the Grammys to throw them bones so much? We want bones from the higher-ups. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
The BET Awards are throwing you everything, but there's so many important black artists that never go to the BET Awards that think that the BET Awards are below them, but yet they'll constantly stand up and get disrespected by the Grammys year after year. Look at Beyonce. For the longest time, Beyonce never went to the BET Awards.
Beehive will get you.
And then when she's on this positive black movement, Negro Nose with Jackson 5 Nostrils, now she wants to be into her blackness, and she attended recently. But before then, you would never see Jay-Z or Beyonce there.
You wouldn't even see Will Smith or, you know, Jada Pinkett.
No.
And they were even talking about not being accepted at the Oscars. Was it Oscars?
Yeah, Oscars.
It was Oscars,
They said they'll never attend again.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jada, that was some BS when Jada was like, we should all boycott the Oscars just because Will wasn't nominated for Concussion.
Why the
that
hell
movie was trash, exactly. And so was his performance. What did he say?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
I was looking, I was like, what kind of Nigerian accent?
That was terrible.
I was like, I'm going to tell the truth, man. I'm going to cut this movie off. That's just, fuck that, man. Get some real Nigerians on this.
Oh, God.
Tell the truth.
I mean, the thing with, I know we shouldn't care about stuff like the Grammys, but for legacy, the Grammys are supposed to be the most important award you can get for music. And yet when black people do greatness, they're not awarded for their excellence. When Lemonade came out and Adele won, I was pissed off. I was like, 25 was trash.
Man, you know they love Adele, though.
That's true.
They love Adele from here to tomorrow. They mm-hmm. love Adele.
Cardi B over Astroworld.
They love Cardi B.
I told you their favorite line. Oh yeah, that's my spirit animal. I love her so much.
Cardi B's my spirit animal.
Okay, let me come to Cardi B's defense before y'all start ganging.
She had a good album though.
The album was good.
It was really good.
Was it the best rap album of the year?
No.
No. Of that year?
No. Did she deserve Record of the Year for I Like It?
Yes. What do you want, Sicko Mode?
That song, I Like It, was mid, man.
Hell no, it wasn't.
It was mid.
That was one of the best songs I've heard.
I thought it was Jennifer Lopez on the
track. No, dude, that was fire.
Remember
the line? What was that line? The cardio line.
Oh,
yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Yeah.
I'm in on it. I like it.
Whatever, man.
That was my shit.
That was good.
Fixing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond District in the chain.
Nah.
What was the categories? Or who's
Travis sold out too. Let's not fucking. Let's unpack this. Travis okay. sold out too. Let's
well,
not.
How did Travis sold out?
He entered the Kardashian clan.
Well, I don't trust any person enters a relationship with the Kardashians. The Kardashians are clout personified. If you can get with a Kardashian, then it boosts your career. Look at Travis Scott before he got with Kylie Jenner. He was a decent...
He would have got there good, anyways, though.
He was good to me.
He would have got there anyways.
His mixtapes was doing good.
That's a hot take. He would have got there anyways.
My hot take is that he wouldn't have got there without being in a relationship with Kylie Jenner.
Hell no.
Look at it, man. Rodeo and Days Before, those were classic mixtapes.
He would have got there.
Those were classic mixtapes.
He would have got there without Kylie.
Mm-hmm. Kylie was just like, you know, the extra icing on the cake.
Okay, that's... Agree to disagree. This is why it's called.
This is like
opposites.
Saying Kanye exactly. wouldn't have got to where he at without Kim K. It's the
Who?
Same. Kanye. It's like saying the same thing.
No, Kim Kardashian wouldn't be where she is without Kanye. That it's the other true. Way around.
No way. Kim Kardashian was already big.
Kanye already developed her whole wardrobe, everything.
Yeah, he changed her so much.
He changed everything.
DeAndre, I agree with you in the fact that Kim Kardashian was already huge, but when she got with Kanye, it elevated her to a point where she is solidified in black culture.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying Kanye was bigger than Kim when they got together?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Kanye is a legend. Kim Kardashian is just an Instagram
She was just known as that fucking...
reality star.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
She was worldwide. She was known everywhere.
I know
bro.
She was, but she...
She's not Kanye
It's
level,
not the same.
Man. It's not Kanye
Kanye
level.
Wasn't as worldwide
Kanye,
as Kim.
Kanye is worldwide, man. Kanye is... Because he knows a lot of fashion designers. Mm-hmm. He's fucking up there, man.
Okay, this is the example I'll give you. Kanye West has always been invited to the Met Gala. Whenever he got with Kim, Anna Wintour, who is the head of Vogue and runs the Met Gala, said that she doesn't want any Kardashians to attend her events. Once he started complaining to her, then she allowed the Kardashians to attend. That shows you that she wasn't anything without Kanye.
Shit, yeah.
So that's my example right there. But too,
bad example.
Another example about the Grammys, y'all's fave, Tyler, the Creator, won. He had an interesting performance.
We knew he would win because, like
Charlton's
I said,
fave.
That is my fave. And I saw him live. It was dope as hell.
I believe it.
But I knew he would win just because the whole lineup, I don't think they would listen to...
The lineup
to,
was weak.
You know, I don't the think they listen to YBN Cordae.
No.
Cordae. I'm pretty sure them niggas were getting ready to call the cops on Gunna and Lil Baby as soon as they entered in.
Yeah, they weren't gonna win for Dream.
Yeah,
though.
But the controversy is that he won for his Igor album, which they classified as best rap album. Is that a rap album?
No,
it's not a rap.
It's alternative.
Album. It's alternative. Yeah.
Because of that, after he won his Grammy for rap album, in the press conference they were talking to him about the Academy, and he said that I'll actually play the clip.
It sucks that. Whenever we, and I mean guys that look like me, do anything that's genre bending or that's anything, they always put it in a rap or urban category, which is, and I don't like that urban word. It's just a politically correct way to say the N-word to me. So when I hear that, I'm just like, why can't we just be in pop? Why can't it just, you know what I mean? So
basically what he said is that the Academy likes to put people into boxes. They label things as urban. Like, they throw all the black people in that category and never award them in the general fields.
Exactly, yeah. I definitely agreed with this. I saw the speech, right? It was on Twitter. Yeah, I definitely agreed with it because, I mean, you know, Tyler, the Creator, he makes alternative music. He's kind of stepped away slowly from the rap type of persona and mm-hmm. made more of his type of music. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, they do like to classify one thing as like, you know, oh, yeah, this is rap. Oh, yeah, this is R&B. Mm-hmm. And it's completely different.
That's true.
Everybody Black is rap. That's mm-hmm. what they yeah, say.
Or urban. Urban contemporary.
Urban. Stereotypical. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yet they can never be in the pop. I don't know. See, the Academy Awards or the Grammys, they're like low-key races.
Not low-key. High-key.
That's true. That's true.
LA in general.
I told you. Fuck. Kendrick needs to change his name to Kevin Lamar. And he'll get a Grammy, maybe even 10.
We'll see, because he didn't get it for Damn. Instead, Bruno Mars won for 24 Karat Magic a couple years ago.
Okay, that you know, 24 Karat Magic.
Wait, did he didn't win for rap album?
He won rap album, okay. But he didn't win album of the year.
24 Karat Magic is good, though.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever see another rap album win album of the year.
I don't think so either, unless they do some sweeping changes to the Recording Academy. So basically, to sum up the Grammys, the show was boring, but I think that overall the Grammys are losing credibility. I posted a poll on the Polar Opposites Instagram and asked people, did you watch the Grammys? 90% said no and 10% said yes. So the core demo, 18 to 34 who listen to the podcast, are not watching the Grammys. Mm-mm. So they're in trouble. But overall, to end this Grammy talk, I'm just going to say Black people should, you know, put onus on their own awards. Focus on the people that are actually caring about you versus people that don't really care about you.
Yeah, start trying to be inclusive.
Yeah.
Let's create our own spaces instead of going to their spaces.
Or uphold the ones we already have. Why do we need to create more? The BET Awards are here to support Black people.
BET Honors, too?
BET Hip-Hop Awards.
Hip-Hop Awards.
We have these things.
But, you know.
We don't treat it like shit. Soul Train Awards, we don't treat it like shit.
Yeah.
We treat it like some ghetto-ass bullshit. We cannot offend your Caucasian listeners. They need to...
No, my listeners are cool.
Okay.
Oh, really?
No, for real.
If you have white listeners now, you know, after this podcast, it might
not. No, we didn't say anything bad, though. Okay. Yeah, we're good.
It was worse than mine.
All right. So it's time for us to address the elephant in the room. So Charlton and DeAndre and I, we were going to discuss an entirely different topic, but the mood is down because we lost a legend. We lost Kobe Bryant. So where were you guys when you found out the news about his passing?
I just got back from church, man, and I saw on my phone, it was a group chat, and they're like, Kobe's dead. And I was like,
Did you believe it?
No, it said Kobe's dead. It said Kobe. And I was like, oh, I thought they're talking about like a Kobe that went to like my school. That went to my school.
African Kobe died.
Yeah, I was like, it's a Kobe that went to OU. I was like, wait. I was like, "What? Who's Kobe that went to OU?" And they're like, "No, Kobe Bryant." I was like, "Nah, you're lying."
You thought it was a joke?
No, I thought it was lying. I was like, "Bro, there's no way, bro. Kobe Bryant. How does Kobe Bryant die? Like, there's no way.
No fucking way."
And I saw this shit. It came out, and I was like, "Bro, Kobe's really dead." I don't even like feel it right now.
Okay,
the way he went out was just
I'm glad you said that. It's not only his death; it's the way he died that had me shook. Because it's one thing to overdose on pills; it's one thing to
die of old age.
It's another thing to die in a car accident. Okay,
that's even worse.
Hey, man, yeah, I'm not
that's bad too.
But to die in a helicopter crash with your daughter,
13 Gigi. That's the daughter he was on the meme with. Like, it's so sad. It's so sad, man. Like, I feel so sad, man. When I heard his daughter was in there, man.
Because we didn't get the reports about the daughter until later.
Later.
All man. I heard is Kobe Bryant was dead, and I was on the verge of tears. I was like, wow.
Yes. Man, I cried so hard this morning, bro. I was watching his short film, Dear Basketball. After that, I burst into tears, man.
Man, it's just...
And I usually don't cry over celebrity deaths because I don't know them.
It's Kobe, though.
But this is Kobe.
We literally grew up with Kobe.
We grew up with this guy. We grew up with Kobe. Literally, he touched a lot of lives. People were like, oh, well, you can...
Yeah, we'll get into that. But, yeah, go ahead, Charlton.
No, like, I was saying, like, I found out after watching Power, you know.
Oh, yeah. God.
You know, that damn Lorenz Tate, he's a really good actor, bro. He needs to go to the Grammys, too.
Or the Oscars?
The Oscars, Grammys.
Emmys.
Yeah. Emmys. He needs everything, bro. But, I found out. And at first, this dude was like, Kobe, is it true that Kobe Bryant died? I was like, Kobe? Nah, hell no. Nah. Because, like, you know, TMZ sometimes is not accurate.
Right.
So I go on Twitter, and Twitter's kind of like, you know, it's jammed up. It's not showing my news and what's trending and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
it was down.
It was down.
Because of Kobe.
And so I was like, what the fuck's going on? They're like, no, bro. Please say it's not true. No, bro. No, bro.
You're like,
and
what are they talking about?
I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then I turn on CNN, and they're reporting that there's a crash in Calabasas. And so I was like, man,
fuck.
maybe there's no, like, you know, there's no, Kobe's not there. And so it didn't hit me until Woj dropped a Woj bomb and was like, Kobe was involved. I was like, fuck.
Wow.
It was a dagger to the heart, man.
Damn, that shit hurt. That shit hit home, bro.
It did.
That shit really hit home.
I haven't been shook by a death like this since the death of Michael Jackson. I don't know if y'all can relate to that.
Oh yeah,
I can. I was there, but I was so young.
He wasn't of my generation.
Like, he wasn't of our.
But still, even in our generation, like, Michael was huge.
Michael was huge. Michael's one death, man. But this is Kobe.
You think Kobe's even a bigger
death? Yes. To our age, black kids, our demographic.
Yes. Uh-huh. That was like Superman, bro.
Man, little black kid, they like Michael Jackson, but it wasn't like Kobe, man.
Kobe.
It was either Kobe, you like Kobe, or you like Dirk.
And like a lot of my homeboys, man, they worship Kobe. Mm-hmm. I even knew one homeboy. All he wore was his Kobe jersey,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like, damn, dude, this dude is for real dead.
Wow.
Like, our age, we
were kids when this dude Kobe was reigning.
Like, for me, it hasn't even hit me that he's really dead yet.
Exactly.
He's really
dead. Like, had we tried to record yesterday, I would say, bro, I don't think I can record today.
I wouldn't be able to.
Man, I was trying to play Fortnite yesterday. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I couldn't go to work today, to be honest. I didn't go to work. I was like, bro, it's sad. Out of respect for Kobe.
Mm-hmm. And my parents, like,
out of respect for Kobe.
Africans love basketball too. My parents were like, my mom, I told her, she's like, Kobe Bryant, no. And yeah, I was like, yeah, he's dead. And she was, she had somewhere to go, but she couldn't believe it.
My mom
was bawling. She didn't even go to the party she went to. Wow. She was crying hard.
My parents were shook. They're like, Kobe! My mom was crying hard, man.
Because we all loved Kobe, man. We grew up watching this guy when I was this small.
Yeah.
Until now, Kobe. And me and Charlton were talking about Kobe last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're like, yeah, Kobe's on his way to be a billionaire.
You see,
we're like, yeah.
Already has an Oscar.
Yeah, we were all talking about it. We're like, yeah, bro. Like, where the hell is Kobe at? And then
But the thing is, it's funny. It's just crazy how the world works. The night before, LeBron had surpassed Kobe for points overall by a player, and Kobe tweeted a congratulations. And then it's crazy that the next day he's not here anymore. And that made me put so much into perspective. It doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are. Death, it happens to all of us, and it can happen at any moment. And it made me, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's like, it's even more sad. I mean, aside from his daughter being in the plane, mm-hmm. that we'll never get to witness Kobe's 50th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never get to witness him being inducted into Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never get to witness Kobe looking at his grandkids.
Right.
So it's like, man.
Graduating.
What affected me the worst, maybe even more than Kobe's death, was thinking about his wife. His wife lost her husband and her daughter. And they have a newborn baby that's not even 1 year old. Or maybe
7 months. Yeah. 7 months.
And she didn't even hear about it until
TMZ broke.
Oh, imagine.
She
must have been like, didn't call her yet. It was
suicidal
TMZ,
or something.
Bro, I know she was screaming.
I think she was postpartum.
God.
I think she has like postpartum.
This is too much, man. This is too much.
I couldn't imagine like recording this yesterday.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
No, I can't.
Because Kobe is bigger than
like, bro, like, you know, I was Team AI fan, you know, and I'm a Mavericks fan. Mm-hmm. So it's like
We didn't like Kobe, but we always respected his game.
And we're like, we don't want that nigga having the ball with the last 2 minutes.
Because he's lethal. They call him the Mamba for a reason.
Kobe is diabolical, man. You can see like his brain just calculating who's gonna cross up and who's gonna, you know, shoot the J on.
Yes, and every time, bro, we shoot something in the trash can, bro.
Kobe.
That's what it is, man.
Pickup games, bro. Oh, like, yeah, bro.
It's huge. It's huge. Like, and it's Kobe, interesting, bro, that y'all said that it affected you more than Michael Jackson's death affected you.
It did.
Because even the people that didn't follow sports, they know who Kobe Bryant is, and they know how big a deal it is. Everybody knows who.
Kobe was worldwide.
He's big in China. China has how many billions of people? They love Kobe in China.
They love Europe.
Europe.
South America.
Bro, he was worldwide, man. He's bigger than Curry. way bigger than Curry. He's bigger than LeBron.
No, Curry's nowhere close to Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe is bigger than Curry, bro.
Yeah, no, he's like,
I said that Kobe is way bigger.
Yeah, he's bigger than LeBron.
Curry will ever be.
And I could argue he's bigger than Jordan. That's just me.
Yeah.
Charlton didn't.
I said they were like, you know, equal because Jordan was Jordan.
Kobe was bigger than Jordan.
Jordan was Jordan. Everybody in the whole fucking, you know, United States and the whole world, mm-hmm. period, they fucked with Jordan, especially after 92 Olympics.
Yeah. I think it was bigger. But, that 08 Olympics, bro.
But I just the wife is who I'm thinking about the most.
Vanessa.
Like, I hope he had
distraught.
A will. I hope, I'm sure he did.
He has life insurance. Kobe was a smart guy.
There's some stupid people talking about the will going to her just cause, and she's like not black, and so it's like,
oh great.
What the fuck, man?
Say the tweet. Say it.
Yeah, there was some tweet that was like
let's unpack this.
Kobe was giving his money to a non-black woman, and so it's like, what the fuck does that got
to
do with anything?
It doesn't have to do with anything.
That is the mother of his kids. That is his wife.
And I hate how when people die, some people can be very insensitive, you know?
There's no respect.
Like, you can hate Kobe, but at the same time, you would not wish this kind of death on anybody. Like,
some people did.
I know, and we'll get to that. I guess we might as well witches. Get into the
main
topic.
Is that the main topic?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
So... let's just get into the main topic. This week, we're talking about worshiping fake idols and holding celebrities accountable. So many times we hold celebrities on a high pedestal. Celebrities can do no wrong, but at the end of the day, celebrities are human beings. And sometimes we forget that. We forget that they're human just like us. And there's sometimes our celebrities that we love can be problematic. There's some things that happen that we need to hold them accountable for. For instance, legacy. When somebody dies, we remember the good. We remember everything great that person did. Often the bad things that they did is overshadowed. There were some tweets on Twitter that people apparently were tweeting about Kobe Bryant's death. If y'all don't know, in 2003, Kobe Bryant was involved in a alleged rape incident. This was a huge thing that happened. And because of this incident, Charlton, what did people have to say?
Bringing up that Kobe was a rapist after he was acquitted on all those charges?
He wasn't acquitted.
He wasn't?
No.
He was acquitted.
He wasn't acquitted.
They didn't find any proof that he raped those girls.
What happened? It was one girl. What happened is in Colorado in 2003, Kobe Bryant was in Colorado to receive surgery. The day before he was scheduled to receive surgery, there was a woman that worked at some spa that he was at, and they had a sexual encounter. After this encounter happened, the woman alleged that Kobe Bryant raped her. She went to the authorities after and filed a lawsuit against him. And this began an ongoing trial. So when this happened, the media was hounding her. Lakers fans were hounding her, threatening her because they thought that she was lying, that she's trying to ruin his career. Because of this, because of the pressure that she felt, she said that she no longer wanted to pursue legal action against him. But she decided to then do a civil suit against him, and Kobe then reached out and signed a big check for her for everything to become hush-hush. So that's what the situation was.
But there was no proof that vindicated Kobe as a rapist. You gotta look at that.
I mean, yeah, there's no proof to say the definitive.
So it's like it's her word against Kobe's word.
Kind of. I followed the case, and what happened is she had bruises on her neck. And there was blood on Kobe's shirt from her. The DNA said that was her blood. She said that he raped her. And
where'd the blood come from?
I'm not sure. I think they said that they did a rape kit, and they said that there was like semen inside her. But after the settlement happened, Kobe had to release a statement, and she had to agree that she wouldn't use the statement against him. In the statement, Kobe said that he guessed that he didn't ask for consent and that he apologizes for his involvement in it. So it wasn't that I didn't do this. It was more so I'm sorry that I didn't think that it was rape, basically.
Okay, so hypothetically speaking, or not even hypothetically speaking, if he did or did not do this, why was there a settlement? Why wasn't Kobe in jail?
She didn't want to testify, basically, because I think once she testifies, like, people will know who she is. They'll be threatening her, death threats and stuff, and she didn't want any of that. So since she basically dropped the case, that doesn't mean that he's exonerated. So in the settlement, they reached whatever terms that they reached. She got a check, and this all went away. But the
thing with Kobe didn't rape her, man.
Kobe didn't rape her, man.
And my thing is, why wait until he dies to bring this up?
No, they've always been bringing it up.
When he won the Oscar
last year, they were trying to say, oh, yeah, he's a rapist. He should have won that Oscar. They're trying to boycott.
But look at Jeffrey Epstein. when he died, they didn't bring up all this whatnot.
Man.
Well, I didn't follow him, so I don't know what they were saying.
There's all this conspiracy theory, all this stuff. Look at Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah's best friend, Harvey Weinstein.
We'll get to Oprah, too. We have some tea for Oprah.
Bro, look at Harvey Weinstein, though. Mm-hmm. They settled with Harvey Weinstein, some of these sisters in arms. Mm-hmm. Why is it they're settling with Harvey Weinstein if he touched those, you know, did all that stuff?
This is what's problematic about this. We have three guys discussing something that we've never been through. Okay. None of us have been raped. None of us are women. We don't know what they go through. At the same time, that's what I think about. I always try and put myself in somebody else's shoes. If I got raped and I was in her shoes, what would my reaction be?
We also got to put ourselves into other people's shoes. Saying that, you know, they could be lying against him.
That's true.
We never know. This could be, you know, your word.
And also what happened in the trial, whenever he was investigated by the police, he said that he didn't have sex with her. After they did a rape kit and they found semen inside her, then he said that, yes, a sexual encounter happened. So he's already lying. So he's not credible. And then if you don't want to believe the girl, you can believe that she's not credible either. But he lied. He said that he didn't have sex with her at all.
I mean, Kobe is still not in prison, though.
There's plenty of people that committed crimes that aren't in prison. Look at Casey Anthony.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying, like, why would she settle with this dude if he indeed raped her?
Because she didn't want to testify. She didn't want the scrutiny and the pressure of, you know, doing all that. Think about it. If the whole Laker organization thinks that you're a liar and there's death threats against you, threatening your life, threatening your family, you're going to do the best thing to protect yourself, your dignity, and your privacy. Think about it.
But I mean, compare that to a more horrifying experience than rape.
What's worse than rape?
Exactly. I would put this dude Kobe in jail. If he indeed saw the girl,
that's why she filed the suit in the first place.
The death threats and all that's just, you know, she can get people that can guard and protect her. But if this dude Kobe, in fact, if I was a girl, if this dude Kobe, in fact, raped me, I'd be doing my damnedest to put Kobe in jail.
And she did. That's why she pursued legal action in the first place.
But you said that she didn't pursue it.
Yeah, put Kobe in jail. Because of the reasons I said. If you don't want the media attention, you don't want your family to be at risk.
She already is in the media by going after Kobe, though.
Yeah, but not intentionally. She's not trying to, like, expose him. She's just trying to... If I got raped, I would be pursuing legal action. Like,
and
she did...
putting this nigga in jail.
Okay. Sometimes jail is not the end result. Your reputation means a lot, too.
Wait, so do you think Kobe raped a girl?
I don't know what exactly happened. Something happened. Whether you want to classify it as rape or not, something happened, and it was inappropriate to the point where he didn't come out and emphatically deny that he didn't rape her in that apology. And I don't know. I don't know what...
Look, guys, we're not saying that we defend rapists. Just want to put that disclaimer out there because I know you have some opinions. But, again, there's her story and there's Kobe's story. Dudes rape. Don't get me wrong. Dudes are fucking sick. But there's also women that lie and try to get dudes in trouble.
Right. To me, I noticed that y'all are like... attacking it from the standpoint of believing Kobe versus not believing the victim.
No, we're not trying to tackle it like that, but we're saying, like, if this dude Kobe did indeed do something to this girl, why was he not put in prison? Because we already know black men get the worst fucking treatment.
That is actually true. Mike Tyson went to fucking
prison.
Look at
O.J. Simpson.
Tupac went to prison.
O.J. Simpson murdered Nicole Brown, and he didn't go to prison. So why do you have to go to prison?
How you know he murdered
prison,
her?
Prison doesn't prove that you did it.
OJ didn't do that shit.
Is that what you truly believe?
OJ did not do that shit, bro. Wait,
is that what you truly believe?
OJ didn't do that shit.
I think you're lying.
OJ did it, man, but he went to prison not because of that, but he got his karma by going to prison anyways for a long time.
Okay, but my thing is that going to prison doesn't mean that you did it. Kobe is rich. Listen to me. Kobe is rich. The best lawyers, the best legal team, they're going to do everything in his power to protect him. The Lakers, they have a lot of things tied up in Kobe. They're going to do everything to protect Kobe Bryant, their star player. There's all these things going in his favor that the girl doesn't have. The girl is not a millionaire. The girl doesn't have resources like Kobe has. So it's unfair. And then the general public is on Kobe's side. It's a lose-lose for her wherever you look at it.
The general public is not going to be on Kobe's side, man. They're already trying to dig up tweets.
Exactly.
And I got another example for you, bro.
Okay.
So... back, I think the story broke like about 2, maybe 3 years ago. A trainer back at the University of Tennessee had gone after Peyton Manning and said that Peyton Manning put his nuts on her forehead.
Okay.
And so
DeAndre's laughing, you.
the situation's fucked up, yeah. But they settled. They settled out of nowhere, and they swept that under the rug. That they don't remind actually, Peyton Manning of that every day.
That is actually true.
They don't remind Ben Roethlisberger.
But that's a whole different argument. How we hold black people in a different regard than white people. We get different treatment in the media.
No, that's not a different topic. That's today's topic.
The media is holding Kobe, a black man, accountable for something that happened a long time ago.
And okay.
That didn't happen.
Stop. I'm not going to let you do that. Just because something happened a long time ago doesn't mean that it didn't happen in the first place. The murder of Nicole Brown happened a long time ago. Should we just forget that that even happened?
I mean,
what kind of logic is that?
I mean, Nicole still, Brown. What kind of logic is what not is putting this? Kobe in prison? What kind of logic is not putting Kobe in prison and settling for an unnecessary?
Bro, you're not listening.
No,
the Lakers have so much tied in Kobe Bryant. He's their star player. I'm pretty sure
that girl has resources too.
So you think Kobe did it?
She's a white woman, man.
I think that it doesn't look
she's
good for.
White?
Yeah,
I believe so.
Yeah, she's white.
I thought she was black.
No.
Oh shoot.
Does it change anything?
It's changed my perspective.
Okay, what did it change, DeAndre? Talk to the people.
Oh, I can't talk about it, but it changed my.
It changed my perspective.
Can
we say that Kobe didn't do that shit now? For real, raped her. Because it's like we can go off this, you know, DNA case. We can go off that anything, but. Why didn't the dude Kobe get sent to prison? Or if we have all the proof there, you know?
I told you why. Because she said she didn't want to testify. If you don't testify and you are
the thing is, how do you know she's telling the truth? She said she
I didn't say she's telling the truth. I said that it doesn't look good for him. But exactly. I'm looking at her from her perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
She has all these people against her. The whole Lakers organization against her. The fans against her. Kobe's lawyers against her threatening and doing all this stuff saying that she's a liar.
That's how lawsuits are. You always have two sides.
Well, if we have all this proof that puts Kobe as a rapist, why is he not in prison?
Exactly. But
what
I'm saying is there's always going to be two sides to the story, so you don't know if she's lying.
You don't know if she's lying
that she's like, oh, I felt the pressure of the Lakers, that's why I dropped it. She could have dropped it because she was lying.
Sure.
Or she could have dropped it because she felt the pressure. So we don't know that.
We're arguing about it right now because it's so complex.
Yeah, well, so
it's
we don't
really
know.
It's not that complex.
We don't know.
But
if you're never accused of rape, if you're never sentenced for rape, that means you're not a fucking rapist.
No. I mean, in legal terms, yes, but that doesn't mean that you're exonerated.
The same people giving Kobe this smoke while he's dead are the same people that have settled Harvey Weinstein.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't care about Harvey Weinstein.
That's some of these people are going after him, man.
I'm just saying that it doesn't look.
I mean, it's still the same topic.
Just look at it both sides. Don't try and look at it from Kobe's perspective.
That's what we're doing.
That's the thing. People do the same thing with Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had an we don't know what happened, but he was with little boys. We don't know if he touched anybody or anything. But there's so many people Michael Jackson stands that believe that he's innocent, and we don't know that. Because if they're a celebrity, you love them, you love what they do, you're willing to forgive things. You're willing to look the other way and make excuses for them. Oh, Michael, he didn't have a childhood. So because of that, that's why he loves being around little kids. Grown men should not be around little kids like that. Maybe if something inappropriate wasn't happening, but that's weird. If a 50-year-old man wanted to play with your son, you would not have that.
If that 50-year-old man had Michael Jackson money, I'd supervise it, but I'll shoot Michael if he touches it.
Wait, you said 50-year-old man. You didn't say Michael Jackson.
No,
Michael Jackson's not just a man. That's Michael Jackson.
But you see what I'm saying, though? Because this person is a celebrity.
What kind of play? Is he going to teach my kid a dance?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she has to teach my kid how to make money, bro.
Because he's a celebrity, y'all turn the blind eye. Because Kobe, you love
him. He's not a celebrity, he's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Because it's Kobe, you love him, you grew up with him, you're willing to believe that he didn't do it.
No, that's not what y'all are doing. No, it's not true.
You're trying to make it seem like we're on Kobe's side.
You are.
We're saying this girl,
a regular hood nigga, it would be the same shit.
We're saying that either this girl could have lied or Kobe could have raped her, but the thing is, why bring it up when he's dead?
I mean, but it's okay, the reason why they do it, legacy. When somebody dies, it's not only the good, it's the good and the bad.
When somebody black dies.
It doesn't matter. If somebody black dies, your legacy is not just the good. It's everything that you did in your life. Listen to this. When Michael Jackson died, we loved his music. People praised him. Remember Thriller. Remember this. But then people also talked about the other side.
And Michael Jackson's black.
Michael Jackson's black.
Look at Don Imus. He died. They love him as a longtime radio host. We forget that he's called black girls nappy-headed whores.
They never said that. Never brought it
up. Jeffrey Epstein. I don't.
They never brought up.
Yeah, they talked about the shadowy stuff that he did and the reasons why he died and all the bad things that he did as well. So it's not only black people that get a bad rap.
Also,
he was on trial to fucking die though.
You see that Ed Buck? I don't know if you guys know about Ed Buck or whatever.
Tell the people,
okay? That Ed Buck dude. There was a lot of black gay men turning up dead in his house.
Uh huh. I heard about that.
And they never gone after him about that.
Well, I haven't been following that. I don't know what's been happening.
His name is Ed Buck?
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
The guy's a fucking sicko, man.
Yeah, that's another story.
The guy's a fucking sicko. That's what it is.
But basically, in this episode, we're not going to settle the dispute of whether Kobe did it or whether he didn't. It's complex. There's both sides to it. But I think that we need to really analyze why we cut people some slack when it comes to celebrities. Another example. Who else can we talk about? Beyonce, whoever.
Why you bring her name up?
Because
Beyonce and who?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, how she was young.
Lay it on us.
Well, that's the thing with Beyonce, people love Beyonce. The Beehive stands for her so hard. We think that she's perfect. A situation that changed my perception of Beyonce is the elevator fight. Whenever we saw at the Met Gala that Solange was beating up on Jay-Z and Beyonce was just standing there, it was very odd. We've never seen them in that light before. And it showed me that people aren't perfect and that the people that might paint their lives to be a certain way, that's not reality for a lot of people.
She's a nigga at the end of the day.
It shows you, black men get the fucking short end of the stick again because it's a lose-lose situation.
Okay.
If you knock her ass out, you're going to jail.
If you see Solange beating up on Jay-Z, Jay-Z was getting ripped up like, oh, Jay-Z's weak, da-da-da. Now, if Jay-Z responded, he'd have gotten...
Jay-Z's losing everything.
Okay, my thing with domestic abuse or whatever, nobody should be touching anybody.
Solange shouldn't be hitting on Jay-Z like that.
But why is it that, you know, with the domestic situation, it's looked at as if a man hits a woman...
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a monster, this and that.
Because he is.
But if a woman hits a man, he has to take it.
Because it's double standards. As men, we're held to a higher standard.
We're held to a higher standard, but women are not held to that same standard.
And they should. You're right. That's a problem that needs to be addressed. If a woman hits a man, she needs to go to jail.
They're not going to.
That's never going to happen.
Jail, though.
It will never happen.
They're going to be like, yeah, sis. Oh, yeah, beat his ass.
Yeah, beat his ass.
Drag him to hell.
If Lizzo comes and hits you, bro, what are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna hit her back.
You're not gonna hit Lizzo back.
First of all, I wouldn't be in that situation in the first place.
Postmates, you deliver her Postmates.
Lizzo just gives you one across your face.
Oh, one dirty slap.
You know what? I'm not gonna touch her. I'm gonna sue her.
Man, I'll kill her. Lizzo's three times my size, bro. I'll kill her.
I would sue her and take her coins.
Oh, just. God. Or maybe even sprinkle a little something. We're African. Come on, man. We have some juju in the back. Sprinkle something on our wings.
You remember the big bag wolf and the pigs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll do that shit.
You would huff and you would puff.
And I'll blow her ass down.
Fuck that, man. Get the AR. That'll blow her ass down. Oh, my God. Quick, bro.
No, this is too much. Double the problematic on this episode. Double the problematic. But basically, we need to hold everybody in the same regard. R. Kelly, we need to hold him in that same regard.
R.
Kelly's a sick person, man. R. Kelly's
going to hell in the handbasket.
He is.
Fuck R. Kelly.
He touched those damn girls.
But y'all, see, y'all take that side. But there's people out there that say, R. Kelly didn't do it. These girls want money.
Who's taking the side? Majority.
The evidence is there, though.
Okay, but why is that?
The evidence is not even there for... music. Okay, the evidence is not there for Kobe, but the evidence is there for R. Kelly. So it's two different things.
No, it's not. The evidence was there for Kobe.
Where? Bring up... You have to post the article.
Sure, I'll put a link to the article. If you go to Kobe's Wikipedia, click the link about the trial.
Because
read everything you need to know.
There was semen inside of her?
Yes.
I mean, when you have sex, yeah, there's going to be semen inside somewhere.
Yeah, but he said initially that they never had sex in the first place.
Enough about Kobe. Kobe, we ride for you, man.
We love you, man.
Rest in peace. We're
right. You're watching down on me, man.
Only you know what happened. Only that girl know what happened. Mm-hmm. We can't take both sides.
Take care of Gigi.
None of us were there, so we can't really
take care of Gigi up there, man.
You know,
fuck Kobe, man.
If you did it, man, that's terrible.
I'm gonna cry.
But with R. Kelly's situation, man, it's like
R. Kelly actually. They had video.
That one case of separating the artist from the person.
It doesn't work with R. Kelly.
It does
right?
not work with R. Kelly because once you listen to his music, still, yeah, it's good as fuck. But you don't know what we don't know who he's targeting, man. You know, it could be a 31-year-old woman. It could be a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. It could be a 13-year-old woman. So it's like, that's just terrible, man.
That dude is sick.
He's a fucking deviant
guy. And those girls that are in his house, they're dumb as fuck.
Their parents are to blame also.
Yeah, the parents are. The parents be
our parents all with dollar signs.
Exactly. Like, oh yeah, go to R. Kelly's house. He'll hook you up. Hook you up with what? PTSD. those girls are dumb as hell. And they're running away from their parents too. They're dumb.
But another person that people hold in high regard is Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Oprah Winfrey, she's beloved by everybody, by white people, by black people. Everybody loves her.
White people mainly.
People even want her to run for president. People hell love.
President of what?
Oprah. I'll vote for Trump again if she wants president.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You got a Trump supporter.
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Y'all hear that? Say no more. Say no more.
Trump but 2020.
Oprah is somebody that she's beloved, but there's also a side to Oprah that people really don't get to see. Oprah, people believe that she's shady.
She's a buck dancer. Let's call a spade a spade.
Tap dancer.
She's a tap dancer.
Well, why do you say she's a tap dancer? Because people out there genuinely love Oprah. They want to know why do you view her that way?
Okay, let's go back to the Oprah show.
Okay.
First black lady to have her own talk show.
Mm-hmm.
So as the years go by, who do you see? What demographic do you see that's in the audience?
I see a mix of everybody.
I see mainly middle-aged white women.
Feminist.
Exactly.
What does feminist have to do with anything?
We didn't bring up feminist.
No, I'm saying mainly middle-aged white women in that crowd.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the Kobe
and then
shit.
If you go,
we can go back.
Take a look at Oprah's catalog, bro, of movies that she's done. It's either some slave shit or some fucking segregated shit.
Okay.
Black trauma, bro. Never something that's positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's always some damn. Oh yeah, massa want these here greens picked by sunset.
Oh my God.
Otherwise, I'm gonna get my ass beat. That's always the shit that she's doing, bro.
Okay, so because she decided to take a role as an oppressed person,
it's not even a role. Roles. Okay, go look at the catalog.
In The Color Purple and Color Selma. Purple.
There's more D-list movies that she did.
The something of Henrietta Lacks.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck, man. But Oprah's always selling out her own fucking community, dude.
And the shit that she blackballs black people trying to come up.
That's like Monique. True. Monique.
She blackballed the fuck out of Monique.
That's one
her
situation.
Her that coon Tyler Perry.
50 Cent.
Her and that coon Tyler Perry.
Michael Jackson, her supposed friend.
Oh yeah, she tried to fuck Michael Jackson up after he was dead, and then she won't say shit about her boyfriend Weinstein.
She won't say
she
say
loves
shit about
Tom Cruise. Yeah. She loves Tom Hanks.
Okay, so you're
she loves Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson said
yeah. So even Tom Hanks' son, man, he said it too.
Exactly. Oh, that rapper one?
The Chet Hanks or whatever?
He said it before. Did he say it before?
He said it before.
I hate him. Anyway.
You know, they love him.
I know.
Oh, yeah, he's invited to the cookout.
I think he has a baby by a black woman, I think.
A celebrity?
No, she's unknown. Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, but with Oprah, y'all's issue with her is that she doesn't hold white people to the same standard that she holds
she
black
doesn't.
People.
She doesn't.
She'll sell her own people quick for a bag.
She will.
Well, I don't know. The things that y'all bring up is credible, and I believe you. The thing that put it over the top for me was, one, Michael Jackson, and two, Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons was accused of, rape, and she decided to pursue a documentary exposing what happened. And after pressure from Russell Wilson and social media...
Russell Simmons.
What is that, Russell Wilson?
Is that Russell Wilson? You trying to get him in trouble?
No, I meant... Sorry, guys.
Calm down.
By Sierra, come down here and start wrecking shop.
I meant Russell Simmons. My bad. So Russell Simmons, he was facing like rape allegations, and
he was facing rape allegations.
Yeah. So after pressure, she dropped the documentary that she was gonna do about him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
she needed to drop that shit.
Russell Simmons, he is questionable because I mean, when he met Kimora when she was like what
17?
17.
That's
just. Yeah.
And that's another thing with celebrities. We all this predatory behavior. We turn a blind eye to it. Russell Simmons was like what in his 30s or 40s when
around
he
got, that ballpark. Yeah.
And Kimora Simmons was how old?
Young.
Nobody talks about that. You know, that's weird.
Exactly.
How old was
married,
Beyonce?
If they get married, nobody talks about it.
How old was Beyonce when she got with Jay-Z? Very
young. In her
20s. They were very young.
Would you be interested? If you were, I think he was, 32? Would you be interested in a 20-year-old if you were 32?
She's 20-something, though.
She had big titties.
She's 20-something, though, yes. Man. It's not like it's like, now if it's like one thing where she's like 17, yeah, that's okay. Red flag. That's real red flag. But okay. She's already in her 20s, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. So it's like, you know. What
wasn't Jay-Z at a... I could have sworn there's a picture of Jay-Z at Beyonce's what? Like 17.
I want to see this picture. I don't remember.
I'm trying to find it.
Well,
it was Jay-Z.
But you're Beyonce. Always on those like fake like this.
I'm always on fake shit. You think about like those African moms? They'd be like, "Yo, this dude's face was burning."
You talking about Two-Face?
He's been Two-Face. Like, yeah. His phone did this too.
You know, African man, this is a wash it on WhatsApp, man.
Okay, y'all, let me just bring it back together. African parents are always on Facebook looking at these fake news articles. There's one where a boy was charging his phone while he was sleeping, and it showed a charred, like, black, charred, burnt body on the bed. And then my mom was like, this is my mom. My mom was like, you need to stop using your phone at night. You will die. Drake is another one that we need to hold accountable.
Whoa.
He's a predator.
Drake?
I'm going to defend Drake, bro. Fuck that shit.
Actually, no. Drake was questionable for that girl.
That girl from Stranger Things, yeah.
No. There's another 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, Billie Eilish.
No. This girl is light skinned.
He has a whole list. Look at us naming names that he's been with or that he's like talking to.
Drake, oh, you're talking about that dude's daughter. It was like a famous dude's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like 18.
Drake is on some other shit, but again, this all goes back to accountability, man.
Mm-hmm.
Drake can do all this shit, but who's, you know, mainly filling up all his sections or whatnot?
White people. That's the thing with cancel culture, with holding people accountable. A lot of these people will get away with it because.
You know,
they allow it.
Hey, man, I'm not going to bash Drake, but I love Drake.
And also, hold on. I need to also say something about, like, sports people in general. All these sports people that are causing trouble and stuff, a lot of these players, they have everything handed to them if they're an excellent player. If they're in high school, they have people doing their homework for them. Once they get to college, the same thing. And they get drafted in the NFL. The NFL is trying to protect them. Like,
they're cold.
No.
There's some raw niggas, man.
Well, no, they're good. I'm not disputing that they're good. But these people have never been told no before. So in that Kobe situation, he's a girl, I'm sure, has never told him no. So maybe in this one instance, she said no, and then he raped her. Like,
we're back to this Kobe situation. We don't know if he raped her.
We didn't say the F word. Feminist.
Okay, what about feminists?
The tweets when they were bringing up Kobe.
Bring this shit up.
Say,
man.
Oh yeah. This guy's a rapist, so he deserved to die.
There was never the smoke for Harvey Weinstein. And in fact.
There was. If you saw the hashtags for the Me Too movement, it was crazy.
They started a movement, but they're still settling.
Where is that nigga at?
Okay, have you heard of a statute of limitations?
No.
No.
Bill Cosby's in jail to this day. No statute of limitations. None of that shit,
man. Harvey Weinstein is in court right now. He's about to be in jail,
too. He's not going to go to jail. He's supposed to have been in jail since they started his movement.
Well, I guess we'll just have to see.
He's not going to go to jail.
Okay, we'll see. If I'm right, then.
Bro, they're settling with this dude outside of court.
That nigga came in with the walker.
Okay, so if somebody raped you. And you can't.
I'm putting that nigga in jail, or I'm killing him
the next day.
Okay, some people don't have the money to continue. Lawyers are expensive. Do you not realize that?
Do you not realize with the type of era that we're in, man? GoFundMe. You can post a damn fucking.
No, bro, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
I've literally seen people post, like, you know, my dog is sick. They get fucking hella money.
So, do you need a lawyer to press charges? Or can you just go to call the cops and then press charges?
I'm sure you need a legal representation at some point in the legal system whenever you're doing stuff like this.
So, when you call the police, do they charge you? No. You call the police and say, hey, I just got raped. The police would be at your door like this, man.
My thing is, you just got raped. These feminists never had smoke for him while he was alive, and they're not holding other people that are of their color to accountability.
That's true.
Not to mention, they didn't even check in on fucking Vanessa or his daughters.
How do you know?
They're going after Kobe. They're saying he deserved to die.
If you're going after Kobe, okay. you're not supporting his family.
Okay, the thing is, let me just say this. I don't know what it feels like to be raped or anything like that.
Or so die.
The pain that these people feel, I can't relate to that.
Let's see if they bring this up, if Ben Roethlisberger croaks, though.
Ben Roethlisberger, I need to look into that case, but he's shady, too. Apparently, he did some inappropriate stuff and never. And the case was dismissed.
Exactly.
What is this?
They're not going to bring this up if he croaks, man.
Peyton Manning,
they swept it under the rug.
When he won that damn Super Bowl.
Riley Cooper, the N-word, they swept that under the rug.
Kobe, they swept it under the rug.
Michael Vick want to have some damn dogs.
A dog fight, man.
It wasn't even him. It was his goddamn.
Stop. Don't make excuses.
It was not him. It wasn't him.
It was not
him. Everybody knows it wasn't him.
Don't make excuses for Michael Vick.
He took the rap for his fucking family, bro.
You know what I mean? People go hunting. They kill animals.
I don't believe that.
They kill bucks, deers, lions, all that shit.
Okay.
Put dogs out of misery.
So if you guys are listening and you're confused, in 2007, Michael Vick.
They probably hit our asses by now.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't give a damn too. You're not paying my fucking bills.
Basically, Michael Vick in 2007, he was found to have a dog fighting rink in his house. So dogs were being hanged, dogs were being electrocuted, dogs were being killed basically for sport, for betting.
Dogs get better treatment than black men?
They should have won the fight.
Anyway.
They should have won the fight.
Anyway, so after this, Michael Vick went to jail for, I think, 2 years, and...
The dog fight wasn't even him, though. It was like...
It was just in his compound.
It was in his compound.
That's hearsay.
What's hearsay?
No hearsay.
What is hearsay? What is hearsay?
It was not hearsay.
It was in his compound, bro.
It was just in his compound.
Okay,
bro.
The reason why I dispute that, Michael Vick has so much money, so much resources, so much to lose. I find it hard to believe that somebody that has everything to lose would take the rep for somebody that has nothing. It should be the other way around. If you have
He always stuck up for his brother.
That's, Ben Roethlisberger has a lot of
money. It's more than money, bro. It's your brother.
But that there's two different things. Nobody took the fall for Ben Roethlisberger.
But one went to jail, though, and the other one didn't.
Who? I mean, yeah, for two different crimes. One is rape and one is dog fighting.
But they're both crimes, though.
Rape is way worse than dog fighting. What the fuck?
Sure. I would believe that.
Because niggas be killing dogs nowadays.
But
PETA?
Y'all don't...
Don't make me get started on those bastards.
Listen, y'all don't see the parallel here.
There's no parallel.
It is. Sports people are held to a higher standard than other people. Both Kobe and Ben Roethlisberger got away because they're star athletes for big franchises.
Black sports figures? Yes.
I'm just saying, famous people in general. Not just sports, everybody.
Man.
Sport. I think everybody, man.
I'm just saying. Because
if you're rich, they do the same shit for you since day one. Nobody says no to you. You think somebody said no to Trump?
Man, if you had their money, bro, somebody would probably be here massaging your toes during
the podcast. Doing anything for you. It's not just sports people.
They'll crack your knuckles. They'll even come up here during intermission. You're like, oh yeah, is this good, Justin?
They'll give you snacks.
Give you some snacks.
They'll give you snacks, bro.
Maybe Lizzo will come on this guest show,
bro. When you're rich or when you're high profile, mm-hmm. nobody's going to say no to you, bro. I'm telling you.
When you're white,
it's not just sports people. It's not just sports people.
No, that's true. It's wealth.
Most sports people? Black.
Mm-hmm.
Most sports people are black. Because NBA is 99% black.
Mm-hmm.
NFL
is like 95% black. Baseball at least has like 20%.
My thing is that people shouldn't just be blindly believing people and worshiping celebrities. I think that's problematic. They're just people. They're flawed just like you and me.
Nah, Kobe raised some people, man. Some people didn't have dads. They thought it's Kobe as a father figure, bro.
Okay, you can be problematic and still do good things at the same time.
And that's another thing, man. I saw on Twitter this black woman, she was talking about how Kobe was a lot of black kids' superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of white people took offense to that, and they were like, oh, he was all of our superheroes. They're missing the fucking point,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, same thing. That's the same thing with Black Lives Matter. All lives matter.
And they're missing the point. We didn't say y'all lives didn't matter, too. We're just saying our lives are what's at risk right now.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas were fucking with Kobe before white people.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted.
But I also want to say I agree with you, Charlton, when it comes to black people being held at a higher standard, because Michael Jackson, there's a lot of white people that do not like Michael Jackson.
Oh, hell no.
There's a lot of white people that I'm sure don't like Kobe Bryant. And it is what. And there's a lot of white people that don't like Oprah Winfrey.
There's a lot of white people that don't like me.
There's
a lot of white people that don't like nobody.
There's a lot of listeners.
There's white people that don't like Justin. I mean...
There's a lot of people that don't like me, man. I don't give a damn.
I don't give a damn.
They're not paying my bills.
But my point is, like, I feel like a lot of white people have an issue with successful black people. They're bothered by it. Yeah. Oprah is a billionaire. That irks people. They're like, oh, how can a black person not be an oppressed person or whatever? Same with Michael Jackson. Same with Kobe. Any black person that's in a position of power, some people are bothered by it. And the story of today is that not everybody's going to like you, but at the same time, these idols that we love, they're just human.
But you know what's fucked up, though, man? This is to Oprah and Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking families, bro. They're some fucked up people.
Oh, really?
No, Oprah get raped?
By her uncle.
Her uncle, bro. That's so fucked up.
And that's what I mean. They're flawed.
And Michael Jackson, man, they would fucking sell his ass down a river for money. Because LaToya was over, saying that he touched those kids, and then she came back later and said that he didn't. So it's like, man, even blood can fuck you up.
It's true.
That's true, bro.
It's true.
That's true, man.
It's true.
I feel like that's like a... That's disgusting.
That's that on that. I don't know what else to say to that.
I can't. I'm speechless, man. Let's get some problematic people. Man.
Yeah, let's get some more.
Okay, so some more problematic people. We have Future. I think he's problematic.
My nigga. I love Future.
I fuck with Future, too.
Why do you think Future's problematic,
Justin? How is he problematic?
Okay, because he has 6 baby mamas.
Who allowed it, though?
Who allowed it? The host.
Huh?
Women allowed
it? He allowed it too. There's such
thing. I mean, If he's that problematic, then why are they still reproducing with Future?
Why are they spreading their legs for Future?
Weren't they married at some point?
So, who, Sierra?
No, the girl, Sierra.
No,
the girls that Future has been with.
He was engaged to Sierra.
Yeah, just engaged.
So he's never been married before?
No. I don't think he's been married.
Problematic.
Future loves the game, though.
Because that's not God's way.
Okay, but...
Bro, how do you know God's way is marriage?
Megan Thee Stallion is something else.
No. Leave. Let's not talk about
Megan. But anyway, let's...
She's not even on the damn docket.
Wait. Megan Thee Stallion problematic.
Wait, let's stay on Future.
You know whenever Megan... You know what's problematic about Megan Thee Stallion? Megan Thee Stallion not shaking her ass is problematic.
Oh, that's true.
Do you hear this?
Okay,
can we stay on Future?
Okay, let's go to
Future. Okay, but Future...
How is Future problematic? How is Future
problematic?
Because he's toxic.
But girls still like him.
They love him, bro.
They still go to him.
But I'm telling you, you might be problematic. You might be toxic. There's people that are going to love you and there's people that are going to hate you.
And they still fuck
him. Doesn't make them any less problematic.
They still fuck with him.
They still fuck with him.
So does that make him not problematic?
No. Because they're enabling it.
He's probably problematic to you.
How is he not problematic to you?
He's not problematic to me.
He makes good music, man.
Okay, but listen, I thought you were a Christian.
I am Christian.
And you're okay with staying, worshiping somebody that is a womanizer?
They do that at church.
You okay with Lizzo?
They do that. You think Lizzo gonna wear that shit to church?
You think Lizzo gonna wear that to church?
That white church you go to?
I mean, if she sits on the church bench, her ass gonna be burning, man. They're gonna be cooking her like a McGriddle.
Y'all are so... These people are dead. Both of them are like rolling on the floor.
You think Lizzo's not problematic, bro?
Lizzo is problematic in the sense that... she believes that body positivity means that you can just do anything you want at any time with your body. That's not true. There's a time and place for everything. Going to a basketball game with your butt out.
This sounds fatphobic, Justin.
It's not.
That's pedophile.
Don't
man.
Say that shit.
Listen
that's
here.
Pedophile
DeAndre, territory. You're not going to come up here and try and paint me out to be problematic because I'm the least problematic of everybody here.
I'm the
least problematic too.
No, you're not.
I'm the least problematic too. Problematic. Justin's not problematic.
I'm not. If y'all listen to the episodes,
Lizzo should be a sex offender, bro.
For what?
Wearing that stuff, man.
That's crazy.
This is crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Listen to this.
At least
Lizzo has never been alleged of rape. That's all I'm going to say.
Future hasn't either.
Lizzo, man.
Future hasn't either. Hey, supposedly Lizzo got juice, though. Supposedly Lizzo got juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says she has some niggas that want to eat her.
I was like, which one?
I'm cutting this out.
She has like three of them.
She's about to even do some freaky stuff on TikTok, man.
She has like three pussies, bro.
I'm cutting this out. All of this is getting cut. Oh god. How do we bring this back? Okay, I'm ganged up here. There's two problematics on either side of me.
But the thing is, Future has all these kids because women enable it, man.
Sure.
That's true.
I mean it takes two to tango.
You could be as toxic as Future, bro, but at the same time.
It's not problematic, bro.
He's still gonna
all these girls are begging to have his baby.
Why do we need even
want money?
Why did y'all put Meghan Markle on the list of people that people need to stop?
Wait, who put her on the list? I didn't put her on the list.
Charlton put her on the list.
I put Meghan Markle on the list.
Oh, shit. Charlton.
Okay,
let's unpack it.
Yeah, definitely. So, my problem with Meghan Markle is, man, why do people think that she's like, you know, blackety black, you know, cracking the jack and shit? I mean, you know, just because you went to the White House, or not the White House, the Royal Empire or whatever.
Yeah.
And they think that, you know, oh, she's gonna make it all blackified.
No, she's not.
Exactly.
First of all, in her real life, I don't think she persona. Let me not say that. I don't think
she's never lived her life as a black woman, though. That's the thing. We didn't even know she was black until they showed her mom.
I don't know. That's you. Like,
yeah, I knew
she was mixed. I didn't know what she was mixed with. So your problem with Meghan Markle is how everybody's saying that she's gonna make everything black.
My thing is, like, you know, why are they making her to be like the face of black people in England?
Mm-hmm.
So, and she doesn't even fuck with us like
that. It's because black people throughout history have never had anything. The second we get a bit of success, we want to claim it and put a stamp on it. Anybody successful, look at them. Tiger Woods, he's mixed with black, but they claim him as a black man. Meghan Markle, she's half white, she's half black. They claim her as a black woman.
But
I think that could be problematic because I think that mixed people should be, even if you don't
want
to be black, you are black at the end of the day.
Okay, but what if they don't
even pass her, you know, we couldn't even tell she was half black.
But my thing with biracial people, I think they should identify as biracial. We should stop saying that if you're half white and you're half black, you're black. No, you're white and you're black.
That,
and you should identify how you want. And I think that maybe biracial is the best thing to call them and not black.
She should have never made Harry leave that house, man. They should have never left the house.
Why?
She's gonna because
they're being racist to them.
Huh?
They're being racist to Meghan Markle.
This is the first time she's experiencing racism. That's good for her, man. She get a taste of it. She get a taste of it.
I hate this. I'm keeping that.
She get a taste of it because she never once lived her life as a black woman.
No. Well, I think they should have stayed in the house. That's your house, bro. That's your name. Like, that's your family. You gonna leave your family?
No, but I hate that discussion about family. If somebody's treating you like trash and they're your blood, it doesn't matter if you're my blood. Like, if you're treating me like trash, I have a right to distance myself from you. And that's just the tea.
These are the people that raised this guy and stuck with him since he was a small boy.
Who cares?
He's gonna divorce her, man.
You think so?
Yeah, because he's getting cut off like crazy.
But he wants that. He's had everything that he wanted his entire life. That's why when people say that, oh, I want to be rich, money doesn't mean shit whenever you have money and you've been born into it.
Whenever you got student loans, that money means shit, though.
For us.
Yeah.
Money means
I don't have loans, by the way.
Money means shit, bro.
I got a humble brag. I got loans.
Money means shit, though, man, when you're hairy, bro.
When you're broke?
Shit.
When you got bills due?
Well, that's not his problem, though. He's never going to pay a bill in his
What's
life.
What's his income?
He's about to start paying bills.
All they need to do is write a book, and then they'll be set for life. Look at Michelle Obama. She wrote one book, and she's set for life.
She was already the first lady.
It doesn't mean you're rich. Do you see how much they make? Not that much.
She was the first lady, though. She can have.
What are you talking about? That nigga makes a lot.
No, $400,000 is not a lot.
You think he didn't have businesses?
Obama. How can you set up a business as a president?
Obama has LLCs, bro.
What do you mean? Trump has a whole empire.
And guess what? That's why Trump is about to be impeached.
He's about to get reelected again.
He's about to get impeached.
My hot take for this week, actually, I forgot to do my hot take, is that Trump is going to be reelected, and we should just get used to it sooner.
He's going
to
get reelected, of course.
Bro, we're going to war. They're going to get reheat. They never change presidents.
Look at the Democratic roster we have.
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
They're all pandering to black people.
It's a mess.
They're all trying to pander to black people in some type of way.
My brother's
trying to. And black people are not going to show up to vote, man. They're not.
Well, they showed up for Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Obama. Is Bernie black? I don't see Bernie with the durag. I don't.
Bernie marched with
I don't see him hooping.
That's easily.
We showed up for Obama, but we're not going to show up for no Bernie, man.
And that's what annoys me, because we need to pay attention to what matters. If you don't care about your future and you're not going to vote, stop complaining on Twitter. Because half of these people on Twitter that are complaining about Trump, they're not going to vote, and they don't vote.
Man, you know Twitter people, they're fucking stupid.
Twitter is stupid.
They got financial analysts, PhD doctors.
You guys should vote in the local elections. That's in the primaries. Yeah.
Primaries, yeah.
I'm talking about like local, like mayor and shit.
Democrats are not even looking strong this year. Trump is going to get reelected regardless. The thing I found comical about it was the night he got impeached, mm-hmm. people automatically thought he's out of office.
People don't know anything. Stupid, impeachment is one step. Step two is removal from office, which requires a vote from the Senate.
And they're not going to the Senate, like mostly Republicans.
Yes,
they're not going to do. They're not going to remove their star boy. No way.
Nope. Not in this lifetime.
True.
But basically, let's talk about Kamala Harris for a little bit.
Yeah, what about her? Let's,
Kamala Harris.
What's she do?
She's somebody that people prop up, but they really don't look into how problematic she is.
She's hella problematic.
She is.
Yeah.
I think she's a cop.
She locks up everybody from, you name it, man.
That's why she's dropped out of the race, because she has no support.
But I feel like she gotten like her popularity just because, one, she's a black woman, of course, mm-hmm. and two, I think she's like an AKA or whatever.
Yeah, she's in a sorority.
She's in a sorority. Yeah. So they, especially the older, you know, women her age, they tend to see, like, you know, somebody like me is in that position, let's support her. Mm-hmm. But she's done more harm to the community than we can ever think of.
How can somebody that's done harm to the black community turn around and say they're a champion for the black community? Sorry, I'm not stupid.
And it goes back to what I was saying earlier, man. There's a lot of pandering to black people, because Democrats think that black people are dumb as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, all they can do is just carry hot sauce in their purse, you know, hit a Dougie or two, and then we should be accepting them. Mm-hmm. Fuck no, man. And I wish some people would get out of that mindset.
Open their eyes.
Get out of that mindset.
But with that mindset, some people will say that then we should start voting for Republicans.
I mean, isn't there an independent choice on the ballots?
Or we hold our vote.
There's an independent choice on the ballots. Republicans outright hate black people.
Or we hold our vote.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But I'm not going to also vote for a Democrat just because they can have, dance a jig or two.
It's like pick your poison, bro, type of shit.
They one thing I want us to do is definitely look into the candidates that we're actually going to vote for before we vote for them.
That's true. We need to do research. My my brother loves Andrew Yang. Like he
Yang Gang.
Are you Yang Gang?
Yes.
Really?
Yang Gang.
Okay. Vote for him in the primaries.
Oh, I definitely will
if he's there.
I know he's about.
Well, he wasn't in this last debate, so
I told you the Democratic candidates are just pitiful.
They're trash. All they're of pitiful. These people. What about Elizabeth Warren? What's wrong with her?
Oh, I think she was problematic. There was some stuff that they dug up on her.
She said she was Native American. She's not no fucking Native American.
You know they all
get the fuck out of here.
She did that so she can get some scholarships.
Oh.
She did. That's why. Why else would she lie and say she's Native American? Because they give them a lot of scholarships.
They really do. They go to school for free.
They should because of what America did to them.
Hey, I have Native American friends. Whoa.
Wait. What about America? What they did to us?
Why is everything tit for tat?
No. It has to be tit for tat. Fuck that shit.
I didn't make the rules, Justin.
We
didn't make the rules, bro.
Trail of Tears and slavery.
Slavery? Niggas were picking cotton from sundown to sunset.
Getting their back whipped.
Okay, you can.
Like trauma.
Trauma is trauma. I'm not going to do apples and oranges.
No. It's not apples and oranges.
No, apples and oranges.
Trauma is trauma. Either way you look at it, I think that.
Trauma is trauma.
I just wish.
Some traumas bigger than other trauma.
We were held in a more positive light.
Okay, actually, first of all, for y'all to even make that argument is hella irresponsible.
Because
we weren't even slaves. We're not African American.
We still have to live through this shit. We still learn this shit.
We
still
get looked at as.
Yeah, but we didn't go through slavery, so that argument is not fair at all.
You can't tell
what do you mean?
And next week, we're really going to get into that. That's the topic for next week.
You're acting like Nigeria wasn't colonized by the British.
And the Chinese are trying to take over,
too. Were we slaves?
What do you mean, were we slaves? They were killing Nigerians. What do you mean?
I'm sure.
The Chinese are trying to take over, too.
Right now?
Right now.
Yeah, I heard that. A customer came into the store, or not even a customer, an Asian person came into the store and said, do you have the seeds for one of the products that we sell? And then my mom was like, no, we don't, because the person was trying to take the seed and start growing it to make money.
Y'all product.
And the thing that we need to talk about is these Asian people that own all these black beauty supplies. Why can't we own our own stuff?
Temperature's getting a little hot up in here.
Oh, this podcast, we've gone through so many topics on this episode.
But I mean,
man.
Like, you know.
You went to
don't tell them what school I went to. Don't tell me.
You said it. You said it before. You said it not.
I've never said that. There's plenty of universities there. Don't ever rat me out ever again, you black. Don't you ever do that again.
This nigga the one that rat me out for being an alpha.
Don't you ever do that.
Where's that tower at?
But what were you saying?
We're talking about Asians. Because you said that they came into your
stuff. Yeah, why can't we own, black people own our own stuff? And it's so sad.
But it's because we don't support our own stuff neither. You gotta look at that like that. That's true. Because we got clothing stores, man. We got black owned clothing stores. Nobody's gonna wear it. But somebody's gonna quit to wear, you know, Gucci.
Yes, Prada.
Queen, Prada. You know, Yves Saint Laurent, all that good stuff.
That's so stupid. These same brands that are being racist and blackface ski mask, biggest monkey in the world shirts.
You talking about coolest monkey in the jungle?
Yeah. Man. Whatever.
I mean, does Yeezy count as black owned?
No.
Business?
Yeezy's is Adidas. That's not black owned.
How about Jordan?
And that's with Ivy Park.
They got sweatshops.
How about Ivy Park? Ivy Park.
No, that's not black owned. Just because Beyonce is the face of their brand.
It's hers.
No, it's not. It's her label on their brand. That's all it is.
The money still goes to Beyonce, though.
Some money goes to Beyonce. Most of the money is going to Adidas.
Of course.
Did you go to college?
I know. But I know the money still goes to Beyonce. It's just like when a black person like us, we start a business, but we need investors. So the investor takes like 50% of the company, but we still have 50% as well. But they fund the company.
Beyonce does not have 50% of Adidas.
How do you? No, I'm not. I'm talking about of Ivy Park. She probably has 50% of that.
Beyonce is just more of the face of Ivy Park.
She's the face of Ivy Park.
Adidas is Ivy Park.
Yeah. That's about it for this episode. We're just talking about people that we hold in high regard. Really look at the people that you love. All the celebrities that you follow. Personally, I don't follow a single verified account on my Instagram because I just don't care. That stuff is not important to me. I focus on the things that matter. So people should really look into these people that you love because a lot of people have skeletons in the closet and they also need to be exposed. So hopefully we expose that on this episode. But
y'all fact check Justin too.
Yeah, fact check me too. Sometimes I'm not right too.
You might be following some checked accounts.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't. But y'all can check. I promise I don't follow any verified accounts. But yeah, hold these people in high regard. RIP to Kobe.
Kobe.
Rest in peace.
Like, subscribe, share the podcast, repost it so I can share it on my story. And y'all, thank you for joining me. Thank you, Charlton, for joining me.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Thank you, DeAndre.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was a long-winded episode, man. It was a long-winded episode.
Y'all finally got back.
Finally got Charlton on this.
Yeah, y'all
finally
got me back.
Like, if it was up to me, y'all would be on, like, every single time. But come y'all back. Don't want to be
back?
On.
Who come back?
Hey, man, I mean, I'll come back.
I try, I try to be on. Okay. I try to be on.
Okay. I'll be back next week.
Yeah, but thank you guys for listening. Make sure you subscribe, share.
Y'all. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, what is y'all's at?
Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, @CharltonIV. If you follow me on Twitter, you might see a couple outrageous shit. You might hate me. You might love me. You might think I'm funny. You might want to get my ass out of here. But yeah, just follow me.
DeAndre, any last words?
Follow me. You guys already know my at, but I'm going to repeat it. It's @Ajayi_AJAYI_ on Instagram. Yeah, just fuck with me. I'll be back.
Yeah, they'll be back. So y'all have a good rest of your week. I hope you enjoyed the episode. RIP to Kobe. Y'all really, my message for you guys this week, cherish the people that are in your life now. Life happens quick. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. Life happens for all of us. So make sure you're, you know.
And make sure you, if you accuse somebody, tell them while they're alive. Because we know Kobe.
Let's not get started. But
Kobe didn't do it.
But y'all, be careful. Y'all be safe. And, you know, love the people that you're around right now. So we'll catch you guys on the next one. Y'all enjoy your week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Laters.